Welcome, Legends, to the Hubcast, your central hub for everything Apex. A podcast by fans, for fans. Tips and tricks, deep dives, and everything you need to know from your first drop to that last head pop.
A dairy. Legendary. What's up, Legends? It's me, Nick. Here with me today is always my partner in crime, my Lord of Lords.
Your Lord of Light, actually, thank you. It's Nate.
It's Nick and Nate, Nick and Nate. It's always great with Nick and Nate, Nick and Nate.
I'm not alone this time, yay!
I still thought it was funny that you did the solo announcement, you were solo.
Yes, yeah, everyone was saying that.
That was poignant.
Everyone was saying that, but like I didn't notice it until after the fact. I was like, damn, that would have been a good joke.
All right. So quick grinding before we get started, make sure to follow us on our Twitter, which I mean, there's a lot of you listening, but not a lot of you on Twitter. So if you could like follow us on Twitter at Apex Legends Cast, at Apex Legends Cast. So if you're on Twitter, go there. If you're not, that's totally cool. You could also follow us on our Discord. That's where all our hardcore fans are. And we just have, you know, conversations all the time. It's really fun. I like the group. It's a good group of guys and gals. So you can go there. That's in the description down below or pinned to the top of our Twitter, which you would need to be following. Or, I mean, I guess you could just look at it, but you know, just follow it. I mean, come on. Or you can even go to ThreadX3 Productions. That's at TX3 Productions on Twitter. And,
I will always
love juice.
We love the juice.
I said juice.
I know.
Anyways, so, you know, let's just jump into it. We got a care package incoming. So obviously we got some patch notes to talk about. Not only did solos come around, but there was a lot of kind of like little fixes here and there. All right, so we got some new map changes. We have the new town takeover location inspired by Octane. This is actually really cool because it's got like ramps and jump pads and like it's all green. I honestly really like this. This is a really cool addition. And it's just like a fun place. There's even an achievement where it's like go through the ring of fire with armor on, which it seems so weird. Why do you have to do it with armor on? But okay, whatever. So go through the ring of fire with armor on. So like that's really cool. And it's just a nice addition, you know. Honestly, like the way it looked or whatever in the trailer, I actually honestly thought they put this stuff in Thunderdome, but no, it's actually its own little thing off to the side. You know, I think there were some buildings there before or whatever, but they kind of just got rid of that and put this in there. And I'm like, that's freaking awesome.
It's like harkens back a little bit to like older skate games where it's just like traditional ramps and stuff. It kind of give you that nostalgic feel a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. And I do like how they've already kind of teased the fact that this is going to happen more often and they're all going to be themed. So why they started with a DLC character rather than an OG character, whatever. Let's not go there.
Well, it makes the most sense. That probably was the only thing they could come up with. So, I mean,
really? They could have come up with a mountainous area because all of the Lifeline themed stuff is like mountain climbing. Eh?
Yeah.
Boom. Boom. Okay. You're welcome, Respawn, for free ideas. And I'm not even charging you a surprise mechanic for it.
Hey-o! So as far as that goes, we also had a lot of bug fixes. Starting off, they've got a fix for players being able to shoot while downed. Now, I'm going to ask you clarification, Nick. Is this the feature that they added that has been broken and this bug fixes it? Or are they fixing it to now you'll be able to shoot when you're downed?
No, yeah, there was a bug. I can't remember. I think it was just like a bug. I don't know if you had to have like a knockdown shield or not. But yeah, there was a bug where some people would be down and still able to shoot. So yeah, they're getting rid of that.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. That one I wasn't aware of. So I wanted to make sure on that one. You've also got some fixes for players losing RP when server disconnects crashes. So that's a big one.
Nice.
That's nice. Great. Phenomenal.
Yeah. And actually, at first, I never knew this, but it actually, like, that makes sense because it costs RP to get into a match. And then depending on how far you get into a match, like, obviously, bronze is free. Silver is like one. Gold is five, you know, so the further up you go in the rank, it costs RP in order to just play a game. And so then obviously you're hoping to get that RP back plus some, you know. So yeah, getting a crash and then getting like knocked back down from, if you're like, let's say gold or even like diamond, you were diamond like one, but you get knocked down to diamond two and it wasn't even your fault, totally makes sense to do this.
They've also got a fix for healing animation starting when pressing heal button twice. So that's something again. I wasn't really aware. Fix for healing animation starting again when pressing the heal button twice.
Oh, that okay. Now that makes sense. So if you pressed it and then for some reason accidentally pressed it again, maybe it would start the bar over. Mm. So okay, that makes sense. Cool.
No doubt. They've got a fix for players receiving Octane loading screens only. Okay. This is kind of a random one. Fix for Mirage's skydive clones appearing behind players. That one sounds really funny, and it almost makes me think that that's an intentional bug. Right. They're falling in air. It's like, you got bamboozled.
All right. Then we got some quality of life changes. Better battle pass progression UI on match summary. Thank you.
God. Immediately fixes one of the big complaints we had from when the
season started. Immediately. I'll be a little bitch and be like, well, why wasn't this here in the first place? But you know what? Thank you. Thank you for putting it. Because seriously, like the whole gold bar, this is something we talked about before. If the gold bar is essentially your progression, then why is the gold bar not there as your progression? Like, even if I get 3,000, I want to see that 3,000 jump all the way up. You know what I mean? I want to see it. Having to go into a completely separate menu to see it was just so stupid, you know? And so the fact that they, thank you, just thank you. So badge earned notification in match summary. Okay, I didn't know there was a problem with that. Show XP and star challenge progress in match summary. Okay, yes, of course, that one's good. Disable auto switch when ammo runs out. I didn't know it auto switched.
Yeah.
Do we want it to? I would think we would want it to auto switch, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, that's what makes the most sense. Like when you're out of a weapon, when you're out of ammo,
switch right. to something else. I'm out of light ammo and I'm using a G7, switch to my Spitfire, which has heavy ammo, right? Like, why is that a, why are they disabling it? That's weird. I guess I never, like rereading it for the show, I'm like, wait a second. Why are you disabling? Anyways, auto sprint option for consoles. So this is kind of cool. I mean, I feel like I do always sprint, but at the same time, like, let me know what you think, Nate. But at the same time, games that have an auto sprint can sometimes throw me off.
How so?
I don't know. It's the going to 0 to 100 real quick. So, but yeah, going from 0 to 100 just automatically sometimes can throw me off. Cause it's like, I guess like my muscle memory wants me to click down, and there are certain situations where I don't want to sprint. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I think what it's going to be like, and I don't know if it specifically, but typically when you have an auto run feature, like on PC, it's one of those, instead of you like, you have to enable, you have to start the run. And then instead of you just holding shift the entire time, you can have it toggle off. Mm-hmm. You just have to press it. And then it goes,
it goes
from there. So basically it's, and it'll save my sticks too. Cause I notice my sticks starting to stick, like my running one. Like I'll notice it where it'll just be turning. I'm like, oh God. So, I mean, it helps like cut down on any damage. I have to get a new controller anyway, cause the battery, I can do like 2 play sessions and then I have to charge it again.
Oh geez. Yeah. Mine's getting pretty bad too. ADS sensitivity slider for different zoom levels. Oh, that's kind of that's kind of cool. I like that. As far as like if you have a 4x or 6x versus if you just have a red dot or something like that. That's, you know, that makes sense. As far as I feel like, especially if you are zoomed in 60%, you don't want it to like, especially on console. I know the poor console peasants, but especially on the console, if you just like tap to the left or right, you know, depending on your dead zone or whatever, and then it just like shoots over and you're like, oh crap, wait, adjust. So that makes sense. I like that.
Now, as far as UI goes, this one I didn't know either. A lot of these bug fixes, I guess we just never encountered. Fix for UI randomly disappearing in game. Yeah, I haven't had that.
Definitely didn't fix have for that. Sounds like a PC problem.
Fix for champion players stat trackers appearing green. So,
stat
trackers? Like their stat trackers were appearing green for some reason.
Oh, on their banner?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's weird. Never seen that. At least you'd stick out. I mean.
I feel like we're going to have a lot of hey-os this episode.
Hey-oh.
Let's go.
Hey. All right. So let's head into the topic of the week. All right. So today's topic of the week is, you know, that glittery, nice feeling you get in your stomach when you find that one that you love. Yeah. That's today's topic of the week.
Just kidding, it's solos.
I got you guys. You guys totally thought we were going to talk about love and positivity. Anyways, solos. We have solos now. So obviously let's talk about some likes, some dislikes or whatever. So let's start off with the likes. I mean, number one, I feel like obviously it gives the community what they want. This is something that everybody's kind of wanted from the very beginning or whatever. They even teased that, you know, the weeks leading into this, that, hey, the feature that you've wanted from the very beginning is going to be here. And we're like, oh, cool. Solos, I hope.
Yeah. So, I mean, another thing that's really good about it is it adds more hype around the game. So, you know, although people have been pretty happy with season 2 since it came out, it's been kind of like quiet in the public eye, I guess. Like, you know, not a lot of people talking about it, but them finally adding this important feature that everybody's wanting, at least for a limited time, it builds like kind of the hype around the game and everyone's talking about it. So it helps out there.
Right. There was definitely a lot of people that I feel like dropped off the game because of the unfortunate random Rambos that you end up getting into matches with, and they just go off and do their own thing anyways. And so there are a lot of people that, you know, might have been used to Black Ops, Fortnite, PUBG, H1Z1, where you have a solos mode and it's about survival and it's about, you know, like being smart and, you know, and then it's just a completely different game. And that's the way it was meant to be. It was meant to be this tactical version of this kind of Overwatch meets Battle Royale. It was supposed to be that way. And that's, and for a lot of people, we embraced that and we loved it. But to some people, to a good majority of people, they saw that and they're like, I don't want to play with other people because, you know, either they didn't have, you know, enough friends or something, or they didn't want to have to deal with randos, or it, like in me and your circumstances, our schedules just never seem to match up. And if they do, it's because we need to record.
Yeah, right.
So it's like we don't have time to play with each other, giggity. We have to, you know, go in with a bunch of randos, or we have to, you know, go in with, you know, people from the community. And it seems to me lately, like, you know, I haven't been able to get on with a lot of people from the community. It's been a lot of randos. So for me, it's like I get why there's a need for solo. And having it back now, or not back, having it here, I do feel like in general just gets people like, okay, I'll give it another try. Like, I didn't like it before, but I'll give it another try. And I mean, obviously, I think one of the biggest reasons that right now that solos are awesome are the freaking skins. The skins are so amazing. And that's it. That's all I'll say about the skins, because yeah, they're awesome and they're good and good job Respawn, and especially EA. Thank you, EA, for giving us skins that are awesome.
Yeah, these are really good. So, I mean, when it comes to solos in general, there's a lot of, I feel like you were waiting for me to give you a really sarcastic response there.
No, that's okay. Let's just move on and we'll talk
okay,
about something.
Okay, good
later.
Deal. Good deal. Good deal. But yeah, there's a lot of things about solos that I do actually really like. It to me, it feels good for the majority, for the majority of the part.
Yeah.
For me in particular, it cuts down on game time a lot. It seems like so.
Oh, you know, yeah. Because you suck
exactly
so much,
that's
so.
Exactly why. No, actually, I'll give you a little bit of story. The first batch of solos I hopped into, I landed pretty close to someone else. I didn't realize it. I was like, you know, okay, I'm the only one here, and so I'm like kind of scrounging around. I got a good bit of gear, like starting out, and then I hear footsteps and someone comes around the corner, and then I already had a pistol and a EVA-8 shotgun, and so I was just quickly just doing damage, and they started running away, and they were running towards this cliff area, and I was playing as Pathfinder, so I was like, okay, whatever. So they're running, and then they jump off a little like alcove here, and I'm like, okay, I'll follow you. And I go to follow her, and I go the exact same spot that she was in, and then she falls, and I go to use my grappling hook, and then I fall, and so it's like, yeah, I got the elimination, but then I just died. So it was my very first match, and so the second one I got into, I got pretty far. And what I like about solos is it lets me play the game the way I want to, you know, like in this, you know, when it comes to battle royale games, I'm a survivalist. I'm not gonna give up. I typically will just scrounge around for gear and kind of wait around, you know, waiting for the best tactical position pretty much. You know, I'm not an aggressor when it comes to any of that. So I was, you know, I had,
unlike hey-o. Your sexual life, hey-o.
But yeah, I had the second round I had, it was good. I had a purple shield right off the bat, and I already got like a Havoc. Nice. And then I had, I think it was a flatline, and I waited out, and there was like a gunfight that was going on around me, waited for a couple of them to take each other out. And then I went to go take the other one out. And while I was searching the death box, I got the drop on me. I was able to do a good bit of damage, and then they ended up just completely wiping me out. But I like that. I like battle royales where I can just,
One thing that wasn't in the patch notes was the new screen.
That's right. Killed. Yeah, you can watch your death loop. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah, not only that, but then it also shows you like how much damage you did to them, how many they did to you, what weapons they used, you know, things like that. And I really like that.
Yeah, I do too. It kind of gives you more instead of just like, okay, it gives you something to look at instead of just immediately going back to the lobby.
Yeah. And I guess another thing that wasn't in the patch notes is now when you're in the drop, it shows you where the first circle is going to be and gives you that like line. As soon as the countdown ends, it shows you where the circle is going to be. This is really cool as far as like way more strategies open up when you know, okay, this is where the circle is going to be. Where do I want to land?
All right. Now you were asking me earlier. I'm going to ask you because I never gave you an answer, and I'll give you mine. Out of these skins, what is your favorite?
Got to give it to my girl Lifeline. Dear freaking. Okay. Lifeline legit has the best skin that has ever been made ever for any game. Like, it is such a freaking awesome skin. I love it. Like, not only just like her hair, her outfit, the detail of her outfit, but then you add that mask to her and oh my God. Like,
So mine's a toss up. I really do love Lifelines, but I also genuinely love Pathfinders. Like, Pathfinder's skin is really, really cool. Like, I like how, like, symmetrical his design is. It's not, like, these, like, jagged shapes. It's very like steampunkish kind of. I think it's really cool. But yeah, those are probably both my favorites. When it comes to the gun skins, unfortunately, I'm getting a little negative here. Unfortunately, I think the one that I like the most is the Swashbuckler. And I say unfortunately because I don't play with the alternator. I don't play with the alternator.
I love the, like, I would start using the alternator if I could have that skin. But like, I really like all the skins. I think the second place for me is a tie between Watson, my girl Watson, like the armor she has on and like the way she has like a little mohawk. And of course, even just she does that little like pose or whatever. She's like, and like, I absolutely love it. And then the other one is my boy Gibraltar, thick boy himself. Like, that looks really cool. I love the way it looks.
I really like the banners that they picked for this event. Like, there's only two of them, but I think they're really cool. Like, Mirages and Octanes. I think they're both really fun. Like, I would want these banners, actually, to have.
Are you talking about, like, the poses?
Yes. Yes, the banner poses.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, the one where, Octane has, like, the injector in the skull or whatever. It's almost like to be or not to be or something. And then, yeah, Mirage is, like, shooting his bamboozles.
He now, bamboozled I will give himself. Credit to the marketing team for before this event came out on Twitter, because what they posted about Wraith's skin, it was like Protector of the Void, first of her name or something like that. Making Game of Thrones joke, because she looks very like, it's a very Game of Thrones skin. 100%.
Yeah.
So it's cool. I like it. I really genuinely like all of these. And I like the fact that you're able to kind of see what all you're going to get. That's a point.
Definitely. Then we have some kind of neutral, like it's neither great nor horrible. And that's just that the game time.
Yeah, it's what I was being very long-winded about whenever I was giving my example. That's what I like about Battle Royale games, is I can just like hop in, play a couple rounds or matches, and then like hop out if I need to, you know. Whereas in typical and traditional Apex, you know, it's a good bit of time, because if someone falls, you know, you revive them, and it's not as quick and go. So it could be a good thing, or it could be a bad thing, depending on the person.
Right. And sometimes just depending on the match.
Yeah, sometimes I want it to end, sometimes I don't. You know, I didn't want that match to end where we were playing league play that one time, and then it unfortunately did.
Yep. Then I had to say some dislikes is the... Actually, I guess, you know what? I'm going to say this is a neutral as well, but the actual length of the event. Now, the reason it's neutral is because I don't like it, because it's like it's only 13 days and this has been something that everybody's wanting. But it's neutral to me because Respawn has made it pretty clear that they're going to be getting everybody's opinion, and this could be something down the road, essentially.
Yeah, it's one of those that they have to have a fix for it, because like that, it is a negative to an extent where like the abilities, you know, like why would I play Lifeline? You know, the whole point of Lifeline is to use your abilities to help revive your teammates. You know, you're going to see a lot of Bangalores, a lot of Wraiths, Pathfinders, Octanes. And like, why would you, I guess you could make an argument for Watson, because she's a pretty aggressive defensive player.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as far as like Lifeline, other than like, I don't know, you could make an argument for her as like, if you're playing as a survivalist, because, you know, her passive is the whole revive thing, but it also is 25% faster on first aids and syringes and shields. So naturally, like, you heal faster, plus you can heal without syringes and med packs. So I think there could be an argument there. However, if you're the type that likes to slay, why would you choose Lifeline? Why would you choose Gibraltar? You know, Bloodhound maybe, because at least you have the ultimate where you can see everybody and you move really fast. But yeah, you're absolutely right in the fact that there is going to be, so far I've seen a lot of Pathfinders. Like I've had a Pathfinder many times, because like that's one that I like choosing. And then I had Bangalore, and I seemed like I always ran into another freaking Bangalore. So it's like, yeah, let's talk about the ones that who would choose this in a solo situation. Okay. Ready? Mirage.
I would.
Yeah, right. Why would you? I mean, in a team type of situation, you know, you throw out your thing, Gady, you throw it out and then it gets shot and then you can see where it is. Now, granted, even in solos, it would be nice to know where people are when you're, but just it makes no sense by itself, because his ultimate, yeah, it's cool. You get to go cloak or whatever, but still, I don't know. It's just, yeah, he does not seem, well, I mean, his passive is the most unuseful passive, because when you go down, you go down. Whereas his passive is when you go down, you go cloak and you have a double of them. Like the only reason that would be good is so that you could get away and hopefully get revived by your players. So his passive is the most useless passive. Yeah. You know what I mean? Even Caustic has a better passive, because his passive is he can see through people through his gas.
You know? I wish I could. Can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, it's, they would either have to, I really don't know. Because I know like Black Ops, for example, they had a mode called Bare Bones where they took away all specialist abilities. So It was just core gameplay. Like that's all you were playing was gunplay. So I don't know if it's one of those things, if they can do something similar to that, where they just take away abilities and make it like any other battle royale.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. The abilities have always been a squad based kind of thing, because there are clearly some that are aggressive. There are clearly some that are more defensive, and there are clearly some that are supportive. And you think of that, and what do you immediately think of? I think of like MOBAs. I think of hero shooters. And obviously that's the purpose. Like you have your tank, you have your healer / support, you know, like that's what it's supposed to be. So having a support and a tank and an aggressor, but without anybody to synchronize with or whatever, it just doesn't make any sense. So that'd be my one only problem with it. Like, because yeah, it's just, that was like from the very beginning, I was totally okay with the I guess not from the very, very beginning, but near the beginning, I was okay with the thought of a solo round, but I really thought that, okay, I really think that the abilities can't be here, you know? And there's definitely some tacticals I feel that are completely harmless and are, you know, great, you know, you use them and they're not like, you know, but then like you have the ultimates and it's like 2 out of 10 now have aggressive ultimates. You have the barrage and you have the artillery, you know, strike. And so those two are aggressive ultimates. And so kind of like what you were saying, there's going to be a lot of Bangalores, because not only passive, really good, you get shot at and you just start sprinting a lot faster. So there's that. Then your tactical is smoke, so you can evade and get away. And then your freaking ultimate does damage. Your ultimate is also just this really big area of effect. And it can also be this area of denial. So you use all this in tandem and it's like you're a very aggressive player. I'd even say like Wraith, like I love Wraith or whatever, but she makes way more sense when you can use her portal with your teammates and you set up flanking maneuvers and like she's a really good flanker. But other than you get to run faster while you're putting down your portal, what's the point of having the portal? Other than you do kind of maybe have a route to retreat in.
I would say in Wraith's case, her tactical is more useful in solos than her ultimate, because you're able to dodge and weave real quick to get out of fire.
Bob and weave. Dodge, dip, dive, dodge, and dodge.
You get out of the situation real fast if you need to. I mean, it's one of those that you're either going to have just Bangalores, Wraiths, Pathfinders, and maybe Octanes in there. There's almost no point in picking any other legend. You can make arguments for some, but like we were just saying, it's really, if they do solos, I think they need to do something similar to like how they've done before, like with Black Ops, where you just don't have abilities in that mode. It's just traditional. You pick up stuff and you go.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'd even argue that even without abilities, the way this game plays still good by itself. You know, I prefer the abilities because that is, in my opinion, what sets it apart from all the other battle royales out there. But for me, it's like it's not needed. The polish of gameplay that they have for the gunplay and everything, it feels so nice that even without the abilities, I feel like this still would have been a good battle royale. And I feel like the abilities is what put it even further above a lot of them, you know. But still, at the same time, it's just like when we're in a solo situation, it just doesn't make sense to play as some of the players or whatever, other than just for funsies.
Like I said, I would pick Watson because she is kind of an aggressive defensive character. So, I mean, I can make an argument for her, but yeah, we'll see how it goes. Like, hopefully the feedback, some of the feedback's good. Hopefully the feedback will be good. They'll have it be a mode that you can swap in and out. And if that's the case, then that gives them more of a guarantee of retooling things and figuring out a proper solos mode to put in the game.
Definitely. All right, so let's go ahead and move on to our next segment, Coaching Champions. All right, so in Coaching Champions, this is some time to talk about some strategies and just things we've kind of noticed on the battlefield. So there was actually a topic that I wanted to talk about, and that was rotation. You know, for the longest time, I actually wasn't really sure what people were talking about when we were talking about rotation. It's just something that every once in a while I might have seen somebody reference or somebody talk about, and I was just like, you know, it was that person that was pretty much like, but then like it sort of clicked for me after watching EXP and the professionals play the game or whatever, and I'm like, oh, okay. And so I've kind of got two sort of meanings out of it, for me at least. Rotation for me can refer to either the direction of the circle, or more importantly, finding the right approach into the circle, or rotating around the circle to enter in the right way.
That's something that I always try to ask myself about, how to enter in the right way.
Not quite a giggity, but like it was a long form giggity. But like a really good example of this was like when I really started applying this in a match, it's like I noticed that the ring was going down. And if I would go straight at it, which is kind of what I usually did, but if I went straight at it, we would be going through the center of the map in a really giant, wide open space. Wide open spaces. Versus if I would have rotated, which is what I tried to do, but I was with a bunch of freaking idiot randos. Anyways, so if I would have rotated, we would have went around this cliff aside, essentially, and kind of entered in a way that gave us a lot more cover. And there's been a lot more situations now that I've been kind of more aware of the rotation, the quote unquote rotation. There's a lot of situations where, depending on where the circle is going, if you rotate around the map and enter in from different ways, sometimes you can turn a sticky situation into now I have a bunch of buildings. I have a lot of cover. You know, I have the line of sights are way better. And this is a really good thing to think about going forward, which also sort of brings us to our next topic I wanted to talk about, which is what does playing with a purpose mean to you? So Nate, what does playing with a purpose mean?
In this game in particular, it would be, I have a goal in mind. So like maybe it's I want to hit my challenges for the day, or maybe it's I want to go in and I want to get 4 kills. And mm-hmm. that's the goal that I'm shooting for. That's what that statement would mean to me in okay. terms of Apex.
Okay. For me, I think playing with a purpose is the difference between playing the game and trying to get as many kills as you can in, you know, whatever order you want or anything like that. It's the difference between that and playing with a purpose is going in and trying to make sure that what you're doing matters. You know what I mean? So when you're looking at the map, you're looking at the direction you're coming in from, where on the map you're crossing over, where some of the points of interest are, and you're not just picking something because it has the hot drop circle on it. You're picking it because it's like, okay, especially now that we have that circle where we know where the circle is going to be, we can kind of look at the map and we can play with purpose. And so for me, playing with a purpose means I'm not going to choose a landing spot because that's where I want to go. I'm going to pick a landing spot because that's what makes the most strategic sense, in the sense of, okay, we're going to go here, which will allow us to rotate over here. And then it also gives us the most, you know, chance for purple loot, you know, because it's a high tier area. And I feel like that's a real good way, at least for me. And I mean, everybody's going to have something different. So as far as today's like question of the show, go to Discord and go to our question of the show and tell us, what does playing with a purpose mean for you? Because yeah, for me, it's about like actually thinking about what you're doing rather than just, I got to kill. You know, like getting that adrenaline and letting it take over rather than really thinking it out and making sure that literally everything you're doing has a purpose. Okay, I'm going to land here. There's a box over there. I'm going to go over there. You go over there. You know, like just that, especially with a squad, it's easiest to do with a squad. But now even more so with solos, it's like you have to make sure if you land, you know exactly what you're going to do. Okay, I'm entering in this way, giggity. I can see where all the doors are. I can see where the boxes are. I need to get at least one weapon in case somebody else lands with me. Versus landing and going, oh crap, where is everything? I'm going to go over here. There's nothing here. Ah, you know what I mean? Like there's just a big difference between just going aimlessly and really knowing what you're doing. And I feel like that for me is playing with a purpose. So like I said, you guys let us know, go to the question of the day in our Discord, or you can just go at Apex Legends Cast and just say, hey, this is what I think playing with a purpose means. All right. So those are kind of our tips of the week. And just once again, let us know what you think are some really good tips, especially for solos. You know, let us know what tips are you kind of seeing for solos and what do you think is the best way to do things. But I feel like these two things that we were talking about, playing with purpose and rotation, are just as good in solos as they are in squads. So that's definitely one reason I really wanted to talk about it today. All right, so let's go into our last segment of the day. We got some loudmouth legends. So, gloves are off. You thought we were going to be positive? You thought we actually liked it? Ha! No, I'm kidding. We actually do like it. The skins are so goddamn amazing, which makes it that much more infuriating that if I get the 2 free packs that they give me, that they just allow me to freaking, oh, just take these 2 free packs. Thank you for playing our game. Out of those 2 free packs, I might get that lifeline. Otherwise, I'm going to have to pay up the goddamn ass in order to get all these freaking packs. Are you fucking kidding me? This is so, oh my God. I mean, that's my first reaction. What was your first reaction?
I was confused because I had literally no idea what was going on. Like, you had messaged us this morning and you were talking about, talking about what was going on. I was like, what is the context of this situation? And so,
right. Yeah. See, MavCop and another guy on our Discord, I can't remember his name, but they were kind of talking about it. And I was at work at the time. I work like 12:30 to 9. So it's like, it was right in the middle of the day. So I hadn't quite, I don't even think the update was ready by the time I had to like get ready and go. So like, I hadn't even played the game and I kind of saw them going back and forth about it. And I was just kind of like, okay, yeah, whatever. Like, I didn't really even stop to think. Like, I saw the amount of a pack and I was just like, I don't know why, it just didn't dawn on me. So I got home, I started playing a couple matches. I'm like, okay, this is fine, whatever. I looked at all the items, I'm like, this is freaking awesome, this is so cool. I think I played 2 or 3 matches, didn't do that well. I'm like, ah, that's all right. Started looking at the packs, got to the price, and I was just like, that was my reaction. I was just looked at it and I'm like, this can't be real, right? And so then I started frantically looking around like, okay, there's got to be a way to like earn this stuff, right? I mean, like, there's some type of way to, because there has to be, right? And no, there's like no, other than the nice two that of course you get the first two for free, because any good drug dealer will tell you the first is for free.
Unfortunately, that analogy works here. I mean, it really does. Now, what I was actually surprised by was, so this is, I'm coming into this late. Both of us are actually coming into this late. For the first time ever in Apex, almost everybody else was aggressive and upset about this before we were. So we were not the ones that were preaching the negativity. Everybody else is doing it before we did. So right. That makes me feel really good inside because it kind of gives us validation.
Right. I mean, last night I was like, I think MavCob, he said something funny like, oh, has anybody checked on Nick? His blood pressure is not that great. Shut up. I'm not that old. You're older than me, you jackass. Anyways, but I saw that and I'm just like, you know, I think it's good that I don't talk about anything. And then I went to bed. As I was in bed, I started looking at Reddit and I'm like, oh, it's not just me. So like, I started putting out some Reddit posts. And in the morning when I woke up, I started putting out some tweets. Some of them were pretty colorful, I might say. And then like, I went back, nobody else had said anything after me. So I was like, well, that didn't last long.
What I've really appreciated about the situation, the positive side of the situation, is the memes that have come out have been pretty solidly gold. Like, one of my favorite ones.
Yes. The Dankometer.
The one I really, really enjoyed was the heirloom concept that they posted. The heirloom, the iron collector. And it was a credit card machine. Do you see what they changed the name to? They put, instead of Apex, it was $$X Legends. And there's one that's like, I'm the dumbest company alive. Epic. It was like, minimum amount of money to unlock all skins in this event is $154. You are clearly dumber. But yeah, so I mean, it's this is an issue. And it's one of those that
this is a huge freaking issue.
And what's funny about this is, from here, I also went to the Black Ops 4 subreddit, because for some research for us to talk about stuff, I actually saw a lot of posts and people were kind of clipping out some of the stuff from the Apex subreddit and saying things like, oh no, the poison is starting to spread. The disease is starting to spread. And I'm like, you're kind of right, because so far Apex has been having a similar situation with Black Ops 4's event launches. Like, every event adds a bunch of really great stuff, but then a boatload of just crap, of just bad news, something else is going on. And unfortunately, this is the third or fourth event that we've had, you know, counting season pass launches and things like that, where something's like, this is cool stuff, but man, there's some negativity behind this. But I think they're mostly talking about the monetization model, but that's something I'm seeing as well, is that, okay, we're starting to get a path here. Like there's a rhythm here that I'm not enjoying.
Yeah. Yeah. So like the post that I made last night on the Reddit was essentially one of kind of despair, and it was very much aimed at EA, because in both of our opinions, we have said on multiple occasions that it's like we play this game and there's a lot of things about this game that pretty much makes us forget that it's an EA game, because we see all of the bad, horrible practices that EA puts forward into their games, and they're not in Apex. And we're so appreciative of that, that it's just like we don't mind the loot boxes, even though we don't prefer them, we don't mind them, and we don't like the $18. We never, never like that. But it was still like, you know, at least they're not trying to, I don't know, suck us dry. And then this happened. It's just like, bro. Bro, like you, we defended you. We defended Apex. It was something that I was proud to defend. Anytime loot boxes and stuff like that got, you know, some bad press, we always kind of brought up Apex in the sense of like, you know, hey, loot boxes can be bad, but look at how Apex does it. And the fact that you can earn them, and the fact that with each, you know, battle pass, you get Apex packs and stuff. So we defended them. And so the overall post was essentially saying that it's like, I'm sad, because it's just like EA has clearly like grasped down on Respawn. And in my opinion, it's 1000% EA's fault. And if anything, there's a really good chance that EA probably wanted it to be $10, but Respawn got them down to $7. That is my theory. And if somebody wants to DM me from Respawn privately and confirm or deny that, that would be super awesome, because that's my theory. Because it also seems weird that why is it $7 and not $6 or $5, or why is it not like a more kind of even number? $7 is, I mean, quite literally an odd number, but it's also an odd number because, like, why stop there? You know what I mean? If the Everest is going to stop, why is it stopping at $7? And so for me, I kind of feel like, you know, they just like, they kept egging them on, like, no, we got to have it at 10, and Respawn pushed back and had it down to 7.
The thing here, so kind of in relation to what I was talking about with the Black Ops 4 community people, they're pretty much just like chilling, like laughing at all of our pain right now, because they're like, you know, and there's a meme that meme that I said that was posted was, it's spreading like a virus. Someone had took a screen grab from a post from the Apex subreddit that the scummy monetization of Apex packs completely took the hype from the event from me. And the bottom was Black Ops 4. It said Black Ops 4 fans, and that clip of James Franco from Buster Scruggs. It was like, first time. And it was
yeah,
it's one of those things. It's like they're just kicking
dank,
up, but
dank,
it's funny,
ass
but it's also like scary. Oh, like, is man. This? It's scary for multiple reasons. One, it's scary the fact that that's commonplace for the mood of Black Ops 4 people to be in. That this is just a normal day to day thing. This normal every event thing. The other part of it is, like I was talking about with this pattern, is it scary because this is going to get to continue to keep happening? That in the video game industry, not just Apex alone, this is going to continue to be the standard. And it's disgusting.
It is disgusting. Thank you. Sometimes I feel like my vocabulary can just be very like toxic or whatever. So you putting that word out there, thank you very much. Because yes, it's disgusting that we have to put up with this. All right. Now, definitely there's going to be some defenders out there, and we want to talk about like the defenses and why maybe, you know, maybe positives, negatives or whatever, but mainly like our opinion. So, I mean, first off, these are all our personal, what we could think of, like, well, who could possibly defend this? And these are the main ones we could personally come up with. First off, it's $7 for a 50-50 chance at a legendary, and a legendary is normally $18. Okay. So, I mean, that's a good point. You know, we're getting essentially what, $9 off?
Oh my god,
no. 11, just 10,
pick 5. One.
Stop me when I'm
$11.
Right. Wait, It's 11. Why am I so stupid? Anyways, but yeah, it's $11 cheaper than if we would just buy it outright. And so the reason that that's not really a good excuse is because at least $18. Oh my God, I'm defending $18. Something's seriously wrong with me. At least $18, you know what you're getting. Whereas $7 or 70, if you want 10, $7, you have no idea which one you're going to get. You have a random chance at a purple or a epic. So you don't know which one you're going to get.
And, you know, and also, so like, to kind of give an additional point to that, if you buy two, there's two chances for you to get a legendary for still cheaper than $18. So that's one thing there.
True. Yeah,
it's definitely a glass half full. Glass half full. That's definitely what that argument is.
Defense, but you know, okay. I can see it. Also, another defense might be, well, to buy all 12, it would normally be $216, and that's obviously going off the $18 price. So we're actually getting a steal. Like, be happy, you're getting it for a lot less.
How about no?
No. No, I'm not going to be happy. Right? How about no? You crazy freak. Yeah. So like that's a horrible defense. You get two for free, you know, but like I said, any good drug dealer would give you a free taste of it. And I mean, there's a seminar out there. Like if you go to Jimquisition, he kind of shows off the seminar, but there's a seminar out there that talks about addiction and talks about how giving things away for free will trick people into thinking that they're worth something. Not only that, but showing something at such a high value and then giving an artificial discount on them also makes it seem like, oh, this is steal. So for now, maybe they're $7 and right before this ends, they'll make them go down to $5. Still a crap price for everything, but now it seems like such a steal.
Yeah, I mean, I won some crates and something, and then I was like, okay, yeah, you know, I feel it. You know, I'm having fun. You know, I'll buy a couple because, you know, I want something here.
Right. Mm. I mean, I think this is one that we both hate. It's a free-to-play game, and I want to support the developer. I mean, the second part of that, I want to support the developer 100%. I'm totally okay with that. You want to support your developer. You're having a lot of fun with the game. That's great. But the it's free
so here's
the part is the part that is just like, that's not a defense. That's not a defense when
this is where I'm going to put,
you know what I mean?
The main point here. Us especially, I don't know about everybody else, the whole it's free to play argument, we're not arguing the fact of these being in the game at all. We're arguing the fact of how it's implemented. The same exact thing we're talking about with the challenges. We didn't like, we love the fact that they were in there. The implementation is what was off and what was weird. This is the case here. And this leads it to something else at the bottom. But in this case, you don't have, the problem here is that the only way to get these skins is to buy them. You have zero chance of earning them for these next 2 weeks. You have to buy them.
You
have two chances to win for the pack, but like that's the only way you get these. And then not even that. It's legitimately like a like an offspring of Black Ops 4's monetization models. You not only pay spend $70 for 10 of them. You have to get 24 packs and there's one item in each pack. Not only that, but once you get all of those, then you have the option to buy an axe, which is cool, by the way. But that in and of itself, you have the privilege of buying an axe for $35 more.
Privilege.
So it's like, that's not how you do things. Like you do, you should have 25 items in there. In the stream or whatever, give the ability to earn them like you would for leveling up. Like let's say every battle pass level, because I imagine a lot of people will get a good amount of battle pass levels for 2 weeks. I'm not going to, but you get a iron event pack. You know, I'm almost positive like in the iron banner for Destiny. I'm pretty sure that that's not how you got those skins. I'm pretty sure you played the game. You didn't just buy them, and that was the only way you got them.
Right. seen in most circumstances, I mean, obviously it's the same for Black Ops. It's the same for other games that I can't think of right now for some reason. But in most circumstances, you can grind to get everything. And I feel like the $7 would have been bad by itself. But the extra slap in the face, the extra hot, warm fire poker up the ass is the fact that there is no way to grind for these. You know, I would never want to defend grinding in any way, but in the one sense that it would actually make sense is in this sense. In this sense where it's a limited time event, and that part really also kind of irks me, because you are preying on people with the fear of missing out, the FOMO effect, where people want these things. Maybe they have, you know, addiction problems with gambling or anything like that. And you are preying on people with the fact that they only have 13 days to do this. And you are preying on people like those. And it's just, in the fact that they can't just play the game, like, I would honestly, like, let me know what you think, obviously, Nate, but I would honestly would have been okay with, if you did a lot of grinding, you could have gotten 25% of all the items, you know, some kind of percent, but that 2 means you get 2 items, 8%, looks like 0.08%, or no, it's just 0.8%. No, I don't know, maybe 8%. So 2 out of 24, I think, is 8%. I'm sorry, it's decimal points and shit. But yeah, so you get 8% of everything. I think I would have been fine if we could have grinded up to 30%, you know, something. I don't know. If we could have gotten a portion of everything, if we just grinded our ass off, I'm not okay with that. And I still think it's pretty crummy, and it's obviously meant to make people pay money. But then to just get rid of that altogether, and quite literally the only way to get all these items is to pay money.
Yeah.
Is, yeah, it's, once it's, again, it's disgusting. That's what,
which we, this is a really long argument for the defense of it's a free to play game. But that's legitimately, every time when someone's like, it's a free to play game, you don't have to buy them. Or it's a free to play, in this instance, it's a free to play game and I want to support the developer. But the main argument is it's a free to play game. You don't need to buy them if you don't want to. They're just cosmetic. Yeah, they're cosmetic, but here's the thing. Like, in any other, and this is the only compliment I will give Black Ops 4, the absolute only compliment. You can earn, if you play your ass off, and when I say your ass off, I mean you're playing for, oh God, maybe several days, like several days of game time, like 300-600 hours. If you play your ass off, you will earn enough that you will get all of the items that are in the reserve crates. You don't have to. And that's what, there's a YouTuber named Prestigious Key who I really like for that. Cause he's like, ever since this, I don't buy them. I 100% just grind them out until I get them. And so, and I respect that. So anyway, Black Ops 4, you have the option of earning them. You don't have to buy them, but they expect you to buy them because it is going to take so long. Whereas in this, you only get one option, and that's buy them, you know? So, I mean, that was kind of, you don't need to buy them as well. I mean, we pretty much answered that, but the thing about Apex, speaking of that, cause I'm just already talking about it, it's still better than Black Ops 4. You know, that's a valid point that I feel like we can, I'm not trying to justify what they did. Cause again, I just said that, I literally just said that, but you think about everything else with Black Ops 4. My main argument here is the fact of, you know, you're getting 24 items. You're RNGing just one thing for one of those items, you know, until you get all of them, you know, you'll get all of them. Whereas the reserve, everything that's in the reserves is so diluted because every event they always add a bunch of stickers and reticles and skins that... They have a system now where you can open the reserve crates by themselves or the reserve packs, or you can spend 6 packs to get a duplicate protected crate. That's 3 items.
Oh my God.
And even someone on Reddit, on the Black Ops 4 subreddit, screen capped them complaining about $200 and says, laughs in $3,800 plus to buy every item in the reserves. So that's another reason why this is better than Black Ops 4, is because you don't have to spend thousands of dollars to get every single item, you know? But it's just one of those things, it's implementation. That's the key factor here that we really need to make a point of. That's just why don't you let us earn them?
Right. Like, and I mean, why did it have to be so much? You know, and it's like, you could have made, you know, let's see, the battle pass is $9. Let's say to get everything, it could have been $50. Let's say 60. Let's cut it off at, or let's say 70. Let's say 70, right? You could have made $70 off of I don't know how many, you know, thousand or even million of people. But instead, you wanted to make $200 off.
Well, here's what they could have done.
Maybe a couple thousand.
This would have been an easy fix. I mean, it still would have negated the fact that we don't have an option of earning them. But why not put two items in a crate? $7 per crate, two items in a crate. That's 12 crates you have to buy.
Yeah.
Seven times 12.
Yeah.
That's literally $84.
At least then you're guaranteed either a legendary or an epic. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, that would have been preferred. That, like, as much as I still don't like the fact that they're locking this behind a 13-day event, and the fact that they're still preying on people with addiction problems, because this is a slot machine, essentially. That's all it is. You're rolling a dice, and if the dice hits the number you want, you get that item. That's essentially what this is. So the fact that they're preying on that, I still would have been okay. Here's the thing. 100 coins is a dollar. So even if they would have made it 200, 300, 400, maybe even up to 500, I think, like, I don't know, might have been justifiable, you know, but just adding that extra up to 700, that's a 700% increase from what an Apex pack is normally, you know, which once again, you could argue, well, you're guaranteed at least this or that. You know what I mean? You have a guaranteed pool of 24 versus, I mean, what's the pool now? Each character has, you know, blah, blah amount of white stuff, blue stuff, purple stuff, orange stuff, right? So each one of them has that. Each gun has that. Each, you know what I mean? So there is a huge pool versus this is just a pool of 24. And so that could also be a defense as far as, like, well, this is a much smaller pool, and therefore that's why it's so expensive. But it's just like, just you didn't need to do this. You didn't need to try to squeeze
one thing I
blood
want to
out
to
of
cut
a stone.
An argument off that someone might make talking about, you know, $7 per pack. Someone might make the argument, we also get these crowns that are for the limited event mode, so you can get even more stuff. Yes, I understand that. But again, it doesn't change the fact of that. And now the stuff that's with the crowns is cool. Like, I like it. It's neat. But, and that's actually the positive I'll give. If you don't like the other items that are available for the 13 days and you have leftover crowns, those are going to turn into crafting metal once the event expires. So you're not going to have those for no reason. You know, you're actually going to be able to transfer that to something else, which is neat, because that would have been, that would have been even worse if it was like, you have these things that you had to pay for. Sorry, you can't do anything with them. Wait until the next, you know. So that's one positive thing there.
Right. Yeah. Yay, we found a positive, everybody. Other than the skins are, and see, I guess another problem or another negative to this is also the positive at the same time, because these skins are so freaking awesome. There's even the purple ones are leaps and bounds cooler than any of the purple skins.
I love the Hemlock one. The Hemlock one
for
really like
the guns, at least. I mean, the Bangalore and the caustic skin with like the fluctuating color, you know, the white color or whatever. Yay, that's fine. But like the gun skins in particular, these gun skins are cool, because a lot of the purple gun skins in game are one color And then they have the kind of dynamic, either it's lightning or it's fire. Whereas this is multiple colors in this really cool, like some of them are kind of, they look kind of like flames. And there's these really cool designs on them. Plus, they also have that dynamic changing thing on them. So it's like, these are the coolest purple skins they've ever made. These are the arguably the coolest legendaries they have ever made in any of their packs ever. And they're locking them in this 13-day event, and you have to spend money. You have absolutely no other way. That's what makes it so frustrating. If this would have been like the season one battle pass all over again, where it's just like some throwaway items, I feel like it wouldn't be as big of a deal. Or I would still go to Gotten Mad for sure. But it's like, it makes it even worse because it's like, I want that lifeline so bad. And I want every skin in this. But in no way, shape, or form, and I'm going to put my family in a disadvantage for our freaking rent just so we can have some stupid digital skins in a dumb shit game that thinks really it's feel. Okay to do so.
Yeah, it's you know, that's why I'm actually really glad you introduced this segment a couple episodes ago, because like it really, we had a good part of the show that you could enjoy and just kind of listen to information.
Yeah,
you know, and that's what I think the biggest problem about what's going mm-hmm. on. The biggest problem about these items is like, oh, they're cool. So it gives you that incentive to buy. It's you know, standard practices. So it's, I think personally, my ending thought mm-hmm. on it, I think the fix for yep. this whole situation, if, I mean, the fix would be to let us earn them too. But to just put, if they're going to charge $7, put two items in each pack. And that way you're only spending $84, right. not $168.
Yep. I mean, as much as I still don't think $80 is worth it, it's somehow better. And that's what's so sad. It's somehow like they're trying to like grind us down so that when they do next time, that's the scary thing is, what about next time? You know, what's going to happen next time? Next time, are they going to do the same thing, but now it is only $80? And now we're so grateful for Respawn listening to us. We're so grateful that EA allowed them to do that. That's digital the scary sales. Thought now.
It's the exact same fear. Ugh.
Yep. Alrighty. I think that's enough. You know, I think that's the show. You know, as far as like what we thought about solos, what we thought about the patch notes, that's all positive, you know? And so I think, and a lot of people on Reddit are kind of feeling these same feelings where everything was ready to go. Hype levels were primed and ready. And then the greediness set in and they're like, oh, wait. I'm not excited for this anymore. To have somebody who is like ready to go all in, you know, and there's tons of people. You look at Reddit and just scroll down as far as you can go. And there are tons of people, tons of different people who were excited about this and who are ready to jump in, but then immediately were just like, you know what? I'm good. You know? And it's like, how many people did you turn off of making money from because you were just too greedy? How many people were like, I'm going to re-download this. I'm going to go in there and this is going to be awesome. Fuck this. I'm out.
Shit, I'm out.
Yep. All right. So
like tell us what you think. Tell us what you think, guys. Do you like my bathwater?
Yeah. Do you like the monetization
Hi,
stuff?
Kids. I mean, do you like
want to see me sick 9-inch nails through each one of my eyelids? So yeah, that's gonna be the end of the show for us. You know, like obviously if you liked all the stuff or whatever, that's awesome. That's great. You know, we are not hot on the monetization, and that's, you know, that's it. That's our opinion. And you know, we can definitely have a discussion about this. We can definitely talk about it in Discord, you know, and yeah. Can't say it'll be nice, you know. I've already kind of had some colorful things to say to some tone deaf motherfuckers on Twitter, and I'm not in any way sorry about it. But you know, shade, just throwing out some shade. All right. Now we're just kind of riffing. So we're gonna go ahead and end it here. Thank you guys for joining us. I was your host, Nick.
And I was your host, Nate.
Hey everybody, this is Nick, and We just have a quick update here. It looks like Respawn put a response on their site. And this was after we got done recording, so I just wanted to have a quick update here. So here we go. Hey, everyone. At launch, we had made a promise to the players. We intend to do monetization in a way that felt fair and provided a choice to the players on how they spend their money and time. A core decision during development of Apex Legends was that we wanted to make a world-class battle royale game in quality, depth, progression, and, importantly, for today's conversation, how we sell stuff. With the Iron Crown event, we missed the mark when we broke our promise by making Apex packs the only way to get what many consider to be the coolest skins we've released. We've heard you and have spent a lot of time this week discussing the feedback and how we'd structure events in the future, as well as changes we will make to the Iron Crown to get right into it. Here are the changes we are making. Starting August 2nd, we will be adding rotating all 12 of the event exclusive legendary items into the store over the course of the final week. 18,000 coins. You'll still be able to get the 700 coin pack here's an important part. For future collection events, we will provide more ways of obtaining items other than just buying the packs. A couple other things we would like to address. We need to be better at letting our players know what to expect from various events and structures in the Apex Legends. Over the last 6 months, we've been learning to talk more about learning about operating a live service free-to-play game, and one of the takeaways from this week, beyond what we mentioned above, is that our messaging for expectation needs to be clear. This is a different event structure than the Legendary Hunt from Season 1. It will be different from planned future upcoming events. We're planning for each day on the... let's see. What's more important stuff? The Apex Legends is very important to us that we don't sell a competitive advantage. Our goal is to not squeeze every last dime out of our players, and we have structured the game benefit from those who choose to spend money. Events like Legendary Hunt and Iron Crown exist so that we can continue to invest in creating more free content for all players. This week was a huge learning experience for us, and we are taking the lessons forward to continue bringing the best possible experience to all. Thanks again, and for the Apex Legends, we look forward to continuing release, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I just want, to temper everybody's expectations, because obviously we don't have Nate here to be the shining little, ray of sunshine that he is. Unfortunately, you do have the more cynical side giving the reaction to this response. This response is extremely PR. This is just them trying to save their butt. Not only that, but during the episode, I do point out that, by buying them in the Apex packs, we technically save money. So what do? They're going to be rotating all the skins through at full price, so $18. So if you did want to get them that way, obviously you'd be spending more. So that's not really them learning or trying to give us different ways. That's just making sure that, if you don't want them all, you only want one of them, you can spend it on that. Which, okay, that's good. That's good, I guess. But then what about the people who still would like to have them all? You're only fixing a part of the problem. Part of the problem is how expensive it was if you only wanted one of them. The other part of the problem is you lock an heirloom behind unlocking them all. So what about the heirloom? Are you going to start letting people buy that? You didn't mention anything about the heirloom. Not only that, But they try to make it sound like, oh, we missed the mark and, you know, we're sorry. But it's like, these are human beings, right? Granted, you know, they're maybe detached because instead of playing the video games, they're making them. But these are still human beings. And in what universe is creating a monetization system like this going to not infuriate the people, especially since from the very beginning, you've been giving people ways of earning this stuff for free? And even in the battle pass, you could say that, you know, you're giving a bunch of stuff for only $10, but then you're making them play the game, obviously, to get through it, or you're charging them to skip packs, you know? So either way, it's just them covering their butts, you know? And to me, it's the extreme bare minimum, because like I said before, they're putting it in the store, yip-de-doo, but it's still at the absolute overpriced $18. And that's ridiculous, at least in my personal opinion, you know? And I mean, like, I can't speak for Nate, but I feel like he, me and him have a very similar outlook on the $18 and how that's ridiculous. So good for them for putting out something, but also, you know, it's just too little too late. I don't know. It's just, and then in somewhere in there, they said something about, you know, basically that we need to be more communicative with our events and yada, yada, yada. Now, the thing I really take umbrage with that is that we've heard that before. We've heard that from this team, not EA. We've heard that from this team that, hey, we need to communicate more and we're going to do better in the future. It's like, no, you can't just keep saying we're going to get better at communicating. You have to actually do that. And you have to actually communicate or whatever. So this is good. It's nice that they've at least addressed it or whatever. But I just don't feel that it's the best way they could have addressed it. It still doesn't address the major problems. The gotta catch them all people. The people with, you know, gambling addictions and everything. It doesn't really affect that. If anything, you're just charging more if people want to get them all. So, I don't know. That's my personal opinion. But once again, we do still want to hear from you guys. We do still want to know what you think about it. You know, go. All right. So that's it.
And we'll see you down in Kings Canyon, where it's going to be legend.
Wait for it.